Now, we were telling you yesterday about a survey which is underway at the request of Donegal County Council. It's been undertaken by KPMG Analytics to get the views of the public on camper vans, caravans and camping in Donegal and the facilities for such in the county. And Donegal County Council has emphasised that the sector is important. It is what they describe as an essential and important component of the tourism infrastructure of County Donegal. Marie is on the line. Marie Askins, who contacted us. You've got views on this, Marie, and on this survey. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Niall. How are you?
Not too bad at all. You don't think there's a need for a survey at all, Marie, is that it?
Yes, I think that we have enough agencies in Donegal to do our own survey. You know, we have a tourism unit in Donegal County Council, and we have a tourism officer, and then we have external agencies such as South Donegal Tourism, Inishowen. You know, each region has a vested interest in tourism, because tourism is the only industry we seem to have left in Donegal. So why would we employ a Dublin accountancy firm to come and look at our industry when we know our own industry ourselves?
I don't know. Maybe everybody in the council and everybody in the tourism industry is too busy and have enough to do and they need the extra resource. I don't know what the reason is. But
yeah, it's very odd. And I think it's on the back of the debacle at the weekend where Tony Holohan insulted Donegal with his derogatory comments.
Is that how you see it, Marie? Did you feel personally insulted by his comments?
I did indeed, yeah. I mean, he on that day, it was the Friday or the Saturday, the language was derogatory, you know, and he talked about non-compliance in a general manner without any evidence. You know, he singled out Donegal at the weekend and he used insulting language like the dogs on the street. Now, I've never heard a doctor talk in that manner. So to me, he singled out Donegal when on that day the case numbers were in their 20s. The case numbers in Dublin at the weekend were up in the 164. I haven't got the figures before me. So I do know that the fact is the 14-day average rate per 100,000 is the highest in the country. Mm. But that refers to the region of Lifford and previously perhaps Stranorlar.
Yeah.
And that's very worrying. But he branded the whole county as reckless, feckless, and he implied we were an irresponsible county. And I'm not the only person that was insulted. And furthermore, what really worried me was that there was no response on the ground. Like, I listened to Rena Donaghy yesterday.
Yeah.
There was no apology, you know. Definitely we're being singled out unfairly, because the statistics show even today, you know, is he not worried about Dublin? Is he going to, you know? So, yes, it was a direct insult not to be taken.
Yeah, well, I won't labour the case. And obviously there is a difference. You can't treat any county as a whole because the numbers are different. But there was a briefing yesterday with the media. Incidentally, we weren't invited to it for whatever reason, because basically we're covering the south of the county. But in any case, at the briefing, it was revealed that there have been high numbers of COVID in Donegal, in North Donegal, linked to people attending a wake, a social family gathering, and also an 18th birthday party. And one social gathering was linked, apparently, to 84 cases of COVID. So it is happening, not perhaps in the south of the county, but it is happening. So do you not think he had a responsibility to give a warning?
You know, what you've described there is a problem. And there are problems like that happening all over the country. And okay, if that was the briefing yesterday, but what strikes me again is the briefing was in Letterkenny, you know, and, you know, they've left it for a year. We've been the highest percentage per 100,000 in the league tables for a year. And for some reason, they've decided to help Donegal and investigate Donegal. But their negativity is causing dissension in the community. And of course, everybody's worried about parties where 84 people would develop a case. Like, that's shocking illness, you know, for those people and their families, and then the wider domino effect. And that this is what COVID is about, is the domino effect, where in a family or community, a party, and the domino, many more become ill.
Okay.
But
Well, I should go back to the survey. And your question is the amount of money, perhaps, that Donegal County Council are spending on this survey. But do you welcome the idea of a survey, and is it something that needs to be carried out, or where do you stand on camper vans and caravans and camping in Donegal? Is it an essential component, as the council say it is, for tourism?
Perhaps caravan camping have operated independently of maybe the more structured business of hotels, cafes, restaurants and bars. And maybe Donegal County Council are realising now, as we open up in the summertime, that the camper van and the caravanning and the outdoor tourism. So they are on the ball there, because there will be large gatherings, say in my area, Bundoran, many camper caravanning people come down from Donegal, everywhere, the north, Sligo, Mullaghmore, Inishowen, you know. Donegal is such a beautiful county, so they've woken up to the fact that our outdoor, you know, if we can't have the tourism indoor, which is the case. And it's a welcome idea to bring in maybe, you know, an outside stakeholder. But let's remember, KPMG will cost a fortune. Mm. They're one of the leading accountancy firms in the world. And in Dublin, they would rank in the top three. So to me, that's a quango of money going to KPMG. My answer to that would be, that's a good idea, but we don't need an accountancy firm in Dublin charging top rates to Donegal County Council, whose coffers would be low at the moment. So if I was chatting to Rena Donnelly, I would say, Rena, look, that's a good idea, but, you know, can you not do it from within? I mean, they're all still officially working. They're all working online. Is there not just statisticians in Donegal County Council? So the KPMG element is the Dublin element.
Mm. Which you don't need and which is not necessary, and it'll cost too much.
It's going to cost a fortune, and we need the money in Donegal for other things. Like they've opened a new test centre in Milford. You know, are they going to charge 10, 12, 15,000? You know, what's KPA? Have they done the costing on it? So,
All right,
so
okay.
I'd be worried about the cost of that.
Okay.
I think it's unnecessary.